When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I was at Cosmo. They were like, you are so brave. Are you sure you don't want us to make you skinnier during the Photoshop? I said, no, I'm okay with this. They were like,
lover time.
He just fed his uncle to some dogs, and you're going to blow him right now.
My mom is a hero. Like, she brought me back from the dumpster, even though my penis was missing. Can you imagine?
Yes.
Like, why are you complaining?
Yeah.
Welcome to your mom's house.
It is very satanic. Hey.
Welcome to another episode of Your Mom's House. I'm Tom. She's Christine. We have some really important things to discuss today. But before we get to those, Jean, where are you going to be?
Oh, my gosh. February 16th, I'm in Vancouver, BC at the Vogue Theater.
Oh, yeah.
Sock and souffle.
I'm so pumped to be doing Canada. And then I added an early show in Meat Rattle, Washington, February 17th.
At the Neptune,
where I filmed
my... I'm having chest pain!
I filmed my first special. No, yeah. Did I film my special there?
No, you.
Crazy.
I did.
Crazy. You did.
Yeah.
I filmed anything there.
I did
it. Wanted to. It's beautiful.
Yep.
And then the Palace of Fine Arts in Man Francisco, California.
I'm greasy.
February 18th, and I added an early show in Judork Titties at the Gramercy. And then the next night, nothing for me? Nothing?
Hey, fatty!
Better. And then Ridgefield Playhouse and Ridgefield Come Neticunt, March 24th. I love you.
Christina. What's up there, Chomo?
ChristinaPionline.com for tickets. Thank you. I love you.
All right. There you go. We
this is the junior.
It is. It is. I have,
dude,
I'm on tour.
Look at your calendar, dude.
I'm on tour right now. I'm in Omaha. And then I'm going, things really pick up in February. The arenas, Reading, Pennsylvania. I got two at the Hard Rock in Atlantic City and then Hanover. Then Bart Crystals and I added a show at the MGM Grand Garden Arena on the 10th. And then from there, it gets, this shit is big time.
Ew, crazy town.
Portland, Maine, Manchester, New Hampshire, Mohegan Sun Arena, San Antonio, Dallas, Belton, Texas, Orlando, St. Augustine, Tampa, Hollywood, Salt Lake City, Boise, Seattle, Washington, Portland, Nashville, Charlotte,
Portland.
Raleigh, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, Rama, Canada,
Pittsburgh.
Cincinnati, San Jose, Lincoln, Des Moines, Kansas City, Camdenton, Wilkes-Barre Township,
Cumbinton.
Jamestown, Verona, and Bangor, Maine.
Hey, that one speaks for itself.
That one takes us. That takes us through June.
It's wild, homie.
And then I'll announce at some point, probably this spring, I'll announce some dates for the late summer and into the fall. So that's very exciting.
It's very exciting. It's very amaze.
It's very amaze. Anyhow, there's so much to get into. Why don't we just open the show and get rolling. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
This fucking guy again.
Ugh. Yeah. All natural.
Yeah.
Almost 36 years old, bro.
Yeah. Is he wearing bangs?
That was my dog.
Has his hair all wrapped up.
No, bangs? I've never done steroids.
Nope. Okay.
Never have done steroids. Never will take steroids. You know why?
He should do steroids.
Such a weird pose.
Your mom in the fucking stand.
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura.
Mom Segura.
And
Christina Pajitsi.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Stevie Ray Vaughan did this.
Yeah.
Remember?
Before he passed?
He was done 10 years ago. You pay him $1,000.
He hooked it up.
I have so many thoughts. on this guy. First
Check
of all,
that shit out.
His hair is like, what is he? Looks like he has Betty Page bangs.
Well, remember how long it was? So right now he just like folded it up.
But why does he have a, he created a bang?
Yeah, he it's just, it's so much hair. He's got a full head of hair.
Sure.
He's got great genetics. I'm not taking that away from him.
Who's saying anything is bad? It looks amazing.
He's that back pose is very strange, but you know, he definitely has the foundation.
Well, and his panty choice is odd. Most American men don't wear.
But
European
bodybuilders, to be fair, they do.
Oh, they wear the Speedos.
That's what they wear. So he's showing you his body.
You know what that is? Mm. That's so gay.
That's so gay.
Too many fucking dudes in their 20s. Back in the early 2010s, late 2010s, died of fucking heart attacks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's not something I'm willing to risk.
Nope.
Just saying the truth.
He's got a
not
cat.
Something I'm willing to risk as a natural bodybuilder.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost 36 years old, bro. I do it natural. I've only had a chicken sandwich today, and that was it.
That's so gay.
I will say this. He does have the foundation for a great physique.
Sure.
Like, he's almost 36. He looks great. I think he has a great physique. It would be time, I think, to turn on the roids, though, if he really wants to take it to the next
level.
Is
that what he needs to do, you think?
Yeah.
You
got to be, like, so hardcore with the lifting and the eating. I mean, he said he's only had a chicken sandwich. I think most bodybuilders would say you're just not eating enough.
Enough protein.
Yeah.
He needs more protein.
Yeah.
And clearly, he gets with the ladies. Look, his house has the black light
pad. I mean, it's perfect.
It's
what chicks like.
Chicks love this.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, his eyebrows are incredible. Look at his eyebrows.
Everything. It's so funny because definitely what men think women want and what women want, it's just chasms.
What are you talking about? You don't know shit. Hold on.
Took my supplements. I didn't even work out today.
Oh, bam. Oh, wow.
Took my supplements and
bam.
That was it.
Look at that.
It's a cool
right there.
Tattoo.
Shook that shit out.
He's very pleased.
That's the true fountain of youth right there. Genetics.
Yeah.
And just diet and exercise, that's it. Yeah. But genetics does play some part in it.
I think he's right about this,
well,
too.
I like his traps.
Yeah.
He's got good
Check
traps.
Shut that shit up. I know, I'm really fucking cocky, but it's because... Fuck, it took a long time to fucking build up my fucking muscles.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I just noticed?
What?
He shaves his chest.
That's what bodybuilders do. That's what bodybuilders do. They show you their muscles.
They shave? Oh, my God.
They shave everything.
My God, It's just like he realized that the Huns are Hungarians. I just realized that bodybuilders shave their bodies.
Yeah, bro, you blew my mind with that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't know that?
No. We're like descendants of Asians, the Huns.
I can't believe it. Like, it makes sense. Like,
they're Mongolian. They're Mongoloids.
Or Mongoloid.
It blew my mind. I don't know shit about history, so I mean, it kind of makes sense. But yeah, that's crazy.
I don't think we can really just glass over the fact that, what, did you go ahead and get your transplant? What's going on with your hair?
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling it out, you know? Sad boy vibes.
It's so emo.
I think it kind of fits me, you know what I'm saying? So yeah.
It's a particular lane of black guy for sure. Yeah. We've all met that guy. We're like, wow, he is not like the others.
There was a goth boy who was black that kicked it with us.
Yeah.
And he was the coolest. And we called him Oreo. Well, he called himself Oreo.
I was going to say.
No, he was cool. He was the coolest. Those guys get it.
You just kind of, we got there the long way. We called him Oreo. He was the coolest.
Well, he was. And can I tell you, all the girls wanted to be with him. He was gay, but we all would have. Yeah.
You wanted to have Oreos.
Because he was the rare anomaly in the group.
Mm-hmm.
He was the coolest.
Yeah.
Like, there's nobody like you.
But he didn't want to get with any of you.
He didn't hook up with any of us.
Because women, according to you, want something different.
Yeah. So it took me 47 years to realize this because I was listening to some people talk. Comedians had some green room chat. And I was like, oh, guys, this is so stupid, but guys really do look at the meat vessel first. And they're like, I like her tits. I like her hair. I like those legs. I want to fuck that girl. And then if they allow it, like if the girl's like, well, hold on, let's not fuck first. I need to talk to you for a second.
Yeah.
And then they talk and then you guys get to know the girl.
Right.
That's male courtship. The woman, at least to me, I can't speak for all of us, but I'm like, yeah, this is decent enough, but like what's on the inside? Are you a serial killer? Are you going
to
kill me or beat me or something like that?
Yeah.
And I can even like an ugly person if they're nice enough. Like, men grow on you.
Mm-hmm.
But for dudes, like, your junk is wired to fuck a certain thing and that's it.
Yeah, well, it's kind of, some of it's biological, you know what I mean? Like, when you hit 16, 17, 18, that's when your hormones start to, like, really spike.
Yeah.
And you're actually designed to seek mates. Like, that's what you're, you know what I mean? Like,
fuck.
Society shapes you in a way now that you go like, hey, be civilized, right? But your insides are like, pursue females so that you have some receptacle for this, you know?
And where your cum receptacles.
Yeah, you want to spread your seed. That's what you're wired to do.
Right.
And then, you know, you learn, hey, you have to approach. But it takes you a while to know that. You don't know that. You're just like, hey, I've decided that you make my dick hard.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And, like, you know, I watch all these dumb BBC shows that you make fun of me for. You're like, you're so gay for watching these old lord and ladies. But the lords will be like, might I call on you sometime?
Yeah.
And that literally is like, hey, I want to put my dick in you, but because of this whole societal thing, I can't.
Right.
I'm just going to, can I like come to your house and we can walk in your garden until I propose to you and then I can fuck you? Like, they force delayed gratification.
But the thing is, like, also that guy, I think I saw that scene.
Yeah.
He was already like, his tea was going down. You could tell, you know.
You think he was a low tea king already?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think he was like really like, he wasn't like this guy, you know. Look at these fucking muscles.
Nobody's like this guy.
Yeah.
But so, that was back in the 1800s. You had to call on a lady.
You had to call on her. Yeah, I mean, I think the funny thing is the older you get, the more that becomes, right? Your tea kind of balances out. And now you go like, hello, I'd like to get to know you. But when you're in your 20s, it takes a minute to make that adjustment.
Yeah, it's fuck first, talk later.
Talk later, yeah.
But that's why the girls need to know, like, no. When they're coming after you like that, you have to stop and then talk to me first.
If it depends on your goal. Is your goal to bang it out too? Because a woman can be like, I just want to bang. Or is your goal a relationship? If you're looking for a relationship and you hope it's a long-term one, you are probably better served to go... Can I talk to you for a second, man?
Yeah.
But if you just want to bang it out, then hey, by all means, bang it out. But a lot of times most women are like, oh, I don't want to just give it out for nothing, right?
Well, because it doesn't serve it doesn't really serve your interest long term.
Long term it doesn't. Because a lot of guys, it's true, like there's a stereotype, but a lot of guys will go, oh, I banged her, I'm not interested now.
Well, of course, because you got the meat vessel, you got what you wanted.
Yeah.
And now you're out, and you may not stick around.
Unless that shit is tighter than a keyhole, then you'll just keep coming back.
For how long, though, even? That loses its flavors.
Yeah, true. Then you just go, you pursue another one.
You're like, I'll look at this one over
here. Yeah.
But then it got me thinking, like, back in the days of lords and ladies in England and stuff, like, so he couldn't bust nuts until he got a ring on it.
That's fucking crazy.
Bro, but like, so were those guys jerking off a lot? Probably not, because they had servants.
Right.
So
your servants had to jerk you off.
Bro.
Yeah.
They didn't even put their own socks on. That means it was somebody's job to Jay, Lord, and Dukes, whatever, D.
Yeah.
Will you Google it, Josh Zola? Like, in the 1800s, like, did Dukes have people who jerked their dicks? Like, did your butler just Jay or D? And this is really long.
That's cool.
But nobody teaches you that. And I studied medieval and Renaissance stuff in England, and they didn't bring this up.
Sex surrounded by their servants. Is it because their servants were simply their property and their significance made them not care about their presence? I don't know. It wasn't just servants who surrounded them. Members of the ruling class often had sex with their brides in front of their court nobles.
Well,
but that's just showing that they're banging in front of people.
Well, yes, when you lose, so on the night of the wedding, in order to make sure the marriage is consummated, in France, they would do that. Then they would have like it's actually a status symbol to be invited.
How about that one? Yeah, that's a good one.
The wedding night. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
You're invited to watch King Louis fuck his new wife.
That's fucking rad.
That's a hot ticket. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'd watch that shit. I have to watch him fuck?
The Sun King.
Jesus.
No, that's King Charles II.
They were two of the most lustful kings of England, and they worked well to cultivate their reputation as being the ultimate symbols of virility. King Charles II was the first king to use condoms, but still managed to have 6 children, as well as at least 14 official bastards
Sweet.
By 7 different mothers. This guy was fucking living. King Edward VII was said to have at least 3 to 4 women a week for 50 years. And with his specially designed sex chair, he was easily able to entertain 2 ladies at once. God damn. Neither king was terribly fussy, and they certainly were not snobs, happily taking their pickings from noble women and actresses as well as prostitutes. It was 350 years ago this month that King Charles II cemented his reputation as the ultimate royal playboy when he fell for English actress Nell Gwynn in 1669, even though he was married and juggling at least 6 other mistresses. Man, these kings were really living it up. Scroll down some. Let's see what else. Any good little tidbits here? Ruling England. Da 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 da. There's a lot going on during the... I'm sorry, I can't...
Can I tell you my flaw in my theory, though?
Yeah.
I figured it out. These guys don't even have to J their D.
No, no.
That's how royal they are. They don't spill their seed.
He's never jerked his dick.
There's a peasant who comes...
If you're a king.
Right. Yeah,
he's just like this one.
This one. And then a person is always a receptacle to your jizz.
And also, when the king... Especially in this era, goes, hey, you,
yeah.
There is no, like, I'm not into this.
Or I'm married, I can't. No, there's a whole series devoted to this. When the king chooses
but also,
you
like,
have to do it.
Yeah, you'll die.
Yes.
If you go, like, I don't want
it's
this.
Like treason. It's like an act against the king if you don't fuck him or be his mistress.
And most of them, I got to say, these kings do not look very attractive.
No, they're all super inbred.
Yeah. A lady in waiting.
A lady in waiting, a court lady, a personal assistant at court. Yeah. So in courts where polygamy was practiced, a court lady was formally available to the monarch for sexual services. And should she become his wife consort, and she could become the wife consort, courtesan, or concubine. Well, that's what happened with Henry VIII and, Jane Grey, I think, was one of the, I don't freaking remember.
Well,
but
it's
this
lovely.
Is, I've seen
it's
shows
a lovely
this.
Story. These kings,
so cool.
Yeah. Because I remember the Kim Jong-il stories.
Yeah, let's talk about that kind
of. Kim Jong-il, one of the fucking coolest guys of all time, if you don't know. Son of Kim Il-sung, father of Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-il lived it up. Like, he partied hard. And they had trained, much like the old English kings, these ladies in wait, they were the same for Kim Jong-il. And they trained them to his preferences.
Oh.
And they took care of them. Like, they lived well. And then it was just like, knock, knock. King Jong-il's dick is hard.
Ugh.
You need to get in there and do all his favorite little tricks. And, if you satisfied him, I think you kept living well.
Yeah.
And if you didn't, you might go bye-bye forever. Like sent to a labor camp, might get your tits chopped off.
I bet if you get pregnant, they just kill you.
Oh,
just throw
for
you
sure.
in the fire. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what the guard, there's a documentary about the labor camps and one of the guards who actually escaped. He ended up going to
escaped.
Went to South Korea. They asked him, he was like, yeah, we would just find pretty ones. And then we'd go come in here and they wouldn't have a choice. So it's basically forced, but it's not forced. Does that make sense? Like it's the guard at the labor camp. So you're just like, okay.
Help me get out of this.
And then he goes, and then if they got pregnant, he goes, he laughed. He goes, we just sent them back to the labor and then they would die there. And he's like, that's just how it goes.
I love how you're LOLing.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking crazy.
It's horrible.
Pretty crazy.
Dude.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
It's Pleasure Squad. Well, this is why you don't see people on the streets in North Korea. Women hide because they're literally being taken in as like sex toys.
2,000 sex slaves for Kim Jong-un? Wow.
This is disgusting. This is how men are so fucking gross.
Yeah.
You guys are the worst.
Not really. If you think about it, we're kind of the best because he's helping them all... do better, you know?
Until they go pregnant,
they get pregnant,
you're he's
like, you gotta die.
You gotta die, dummy. But Korean food is delicious. That's the problem.
Oh my God.
It's my favorite.
I would be Kim Jong-un's sex slave if he was like, there's gonna be kalbi.
Oh, sundubu every
day? Sundubu, bulgogi, yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah.
You think does he at least feed his concubines?
All of them. Yeah, for sure.
Because he wants to keep them
you
healthy.
Live well when you're part of the harem.
When you're Kim Jong-un's.
Yeah, for sure. It's probably actually a great
gig
to get.
To be his mistress,
if you live in North Korea.
Yeah.
And the alternatives you consider, and you go, do you want to you want to blow that guy? Because you get to live in this cool
place. But the problem
is
there's no longevity. The minute he's sick and tired of you, you're thrown away in the garbage. Like, you live to be 30 and that's it.
Yeah, but I mean, 30 great years. Pretty cool. Yeah.
Can you imagine? Oh, yeah, comfort women. That's what I'm saying. Some worked as maids, but the most sexually attractive were ordered to become comfort women for powerful officials. Yeah, that's why there's no broads
on the
streets.
Look at them eyeballing those two, and they're just like, so scared to make eye contact.
Oh my God, you'd be so scared to be these guys' like lover.
His concubine. Especially. Oh, Jesus God, Christ. Dude. Fucking, this so guy, remember afraid. When Trump said that thing? He's like, this guy with the uncle, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Do you know how he killed his uncle?
I forget.
His uncle had been part of, there's always been conversations in North Korea in different cabinets to overthrow these guys, all the Kims, right? But when Kim Jong-un took power after Kim Jong-il died, there was his uncle and other head cabinet members were talking about overthrowing him, right? And ending this wild dictatorship. Well, he found out that his uncle was part of this conversation. Mm-mm. So he took him out to a field and placed alone and then had grandstands for viewing.
Oh,
many yards away.
You could buy tickets to it?
Well, I think it was just for like the elite.
His homies?
And also for the homies. So he goes like,
message.
Check out. Yeah, here's a message. And then he had his uncle killed with an anti-aircraft missile. Because he goes, I don't want a speck of hair to survive.
Wow.
So a guy is just standing there and then like blows them up like that.
And he just fucking evaporates.
And then he was like, you guys want to go to lunch?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
We're having Calbee.
I think the message is clear, right?
It was so clear. But that's what the medieval, that's what these guys did, the old kings and stuff. So he's like living in 1500. That's wild, dude.
It's pretty fucking cool. Yeah. Oh, this is the same one or a different one?
This must be a different uncle.
Okay.
What?
This says that his was eaten alive by 120 hungry dogs. Okay.
Well, they're very hungry in North Korea. That
this
makes sense.
I was told, this has to be a different guy, right?
This has to be a different
guy. I think so, yeah.
Oh my God. Oof.
120 hungry dogs ate his uncle. That's a brutal way to go too.
Yeah, I didn't think.
I think
dogs,
it's much more painful.
But I didn't think dogs would eat people, but I guess they do.
Yeah,
I thought maybe a coyote would eat.
If you train them
a wild
to eat,
dog.
Yeah, meat.
A
sure.
wild dog. Yeah.
And you starve them.
Not a domesticated, like Bitsy wouldn't be.
No, Bitsy would. You get some Rockwilders.
German Shepherds. Yeah. It's also hungry for blood.
Okay. So it looks like these were part of the same thing. It was the defense chief that he killed with the anti-aircraft stuff.
Okay.
And then his uncle, he fed to the dogs.
I got it wrong.
Whoa.
So
it's still pretty cool.
The defense chief was killed. And this makes more sense. The person closer to him had a more miserable death. Because the missile kills you, you don't feel anything. Hungry dogs eating you, you feel being ripped apart.
More.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I hated you more, definitely the dogs.
Cool. Yeah. Here you go. They're showing you. Like, and then the other guy got.
That's crazy.
Jesus Christ.
Despicable humans.
And then imagine hearing that story and then you get a knock at your door and be like, guess whose dick you're about to suck?
Yeah. Lover time.
He just fed his uncle to some dogs and you're going to blow him right now.
Can you imagine the terror?
You're fucking you're like, terrified. Oh, my God. Yeah. Did I do good? And just cum dripping down your face. Are you mad at me? Yeah. Ooh, there he is looking at Unc. There he is right there. Those aren't good claps. That's probably why he killed him. He was just like.
Dude, if I lived in North Korea, I would just live in a hole in the ground. Like,
oh,
I would,
they do.
I would just find like my apartment, my shitty sad apartment, and I'd dig a fuck. I'd build another bunker just to disappear.
Well, a lot of them want
to. Can I just dig a hole, dig a tunnel to South Korea? Can we do that?
I want
to. I would spend my entire life with a spoon just digging my way to South Korea.
You remember I found.
Fuck.
Remember I showed you these a little while ago?
Welcome to the day in the life of a 29-year-old small business owner.
And like,
people hate her, guys.
Yeah, for no reason. They're so mean to her. Please delete your account. Stop lying. You don't go to the gym. You know, you motivate me to not be huge. So mean. We found another guy who's also just living his life, like being
just
a nice
hated.
Guy. He's like, oh, here, I'll show you the video.
updated max bench. I noticed strength gain physically session to session, and feeling that translates my max number is rewarding to say the least. Week by week, I've been adding more and more plays to the bar, and after what's felt like no time at all, I've already gotten my one rep max from 235 plays to 245. I have an Olympic bar, which makes this a total of 135, which makes me more and more excited to chase that big 150 mark.
Okay, so this guy is essentially just going, hey,
I lift weights.
I've been lifting weights, and I'm trying to get stronger. And by the way, I'm getting there, like yeah. incrementally. Well, the way you get stronger, just putting out this video. Okay, so someone wrote first four things. Smith machine doesn't count. That's the machine that he's using. It's not freestanding, so it has that. That's called a Smith machine. And okay. what happens is you don't have to use any stabilizing muscles, right? You just get to go up and down.
It's like a resistance. Well, is it a real bar?
It's a real. The bar is actually. He's actually. That's probably not a an Olympic bar. It's a little lighter. But the main thing is that you don't have to control the weight yourself completely. The machine keeps it from moving this way.
Okay.
You just have to push it up, right?
Got you.
Call it Smith machine. So they go. Smith machine doesn't count. 135 on Smith is like 95. 3, you're gay. 4, sending hate from Canada. Look at the likes. 113,000.
What? 630
for this guy. It's so weird. It's so weird. You're gay. Your gloves are gay. Smith machines are gay. I'm a 10th grader and I bench more than you. 10,000 likes.
It's fucking crazy. It's crazy. It's so mean.
Don't ever step foot in Northwest Morocco.
Oh, shit.
But somebody said him that. Hate from Australia. Just hate.
And they're the friendliest.
I know. And usually these messages say like love from, right?
Sure.
That's the whole thing. Love from.
5,000 likes.
Hate from Albania.
19,000 likes.
Yeah.
Dude, what?
Put on 415 and drop it on your face. Insane.
A full day of eating for a full-time gym rat. Today, I decided to prepare one massive meal to meet my protein goals, but eventually, I'd like to start having one big breakfast and so on. I'm making a big stir fry with 2 chicken breasts, 1/4 of a red and yellow sweet pepper, with some broccoli and white rice. I'll also be preparing 3 full fillets of salmon, which is amazing for me because salmon is something I don't have often, but it's just so good, I might have to add it to my normal food rotation. Okay. This meal alone is well over 100 grams of protein.
So he's like, here's all my stuff. I actively pray for your downfall. Imagine being like, I'm just trying to take better care of myself. With the current global turmoil between nations, they all still manage to unite together to hate on this guy.
That's so true.
So crazy. Homie's on an estrogen cycle.
Jesus.
All he did was go, I made chicken today. They're like, we fucking hate your guts, dude. Oh, Jesus Christ. Diet consists of hormone blockers and soy milk. Yeah, you just... It's just funny that some people's, I don't know.
I know what it is. Can I tell you my theory?
Yeah,
now?
Tell me.
I have a theory. Okay, number one, the common denominator between the heavy set lesbian and this is that they are gay or trans or right? So right away, there's that kind of, maybe
they're
a little
kind
bit
of nerdy.
Homophobic.
They're nerdy too.
Yeah. Well, there's the trans or the homophobia too. Number one, a little bit of that.
I don't think either one is trans, just so you
know.
Well,
you know what? No, I'm just saying like a little gayness.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're fey.
Yeah.
They're gay.
Yeah.
Or whatever. There's that. And then also they're nice, submissive beta types.
They're sincere too.
Which the earnestness and the sincerity lends itself to bullying. These are just the kids that got bullied in
school.
Real life,
it's the same thing.
And they're just getting what they deserve on social media.
You remember seeing
they deserve, but
the kid who's like the backpack
they're dorks,
weighs more than them and they walk like this. And then someone just goes, shove them into a locker. And you're like, what's that all about?
They're dorks.
And they're like, whatever. It's fucking idiot. Person picks themselves up like and they're just doing this online.
Yeah.
It's funny that it never changes. That's middle school and high school. This is fucking 30-year-old people and people are still like, fuck you, man.
Yeah, but they're trying to stop bullying now in schools. It's never gonna stop.
It just shows you though that this is human nature.
Of course.
Human nature goes, who's weak?
Who's weak?
And then they go for it. Now here's the thing. The same, I don't know if it translates online. In real life, that kid, because you've even seen like the videos of it now with everyone having cameras, kid who gets bullied like that enough, sometimes they pop a bigger kid in the face and everyone's like, oh shit, it changes.
It changes that the dynamic.
Yeah. But like online, I don't know if there's much you can do because you can't really fight the internet. You lose every time you try to fight the internet.
Well, I mean, look, you can change the earnestness of the tone. instead of being like, and I don't usually have famine in my diet. See, now I'm starting to fucking hate
you
him.
Are. You're totally mocking
like,
this kid.
Yeah. Cause now I'm like, what don't fucking say that. Just say, bro, I'm about to get jacked as fuck.
But that's
not
here's
who he what
is.
I eat. Because that's a person with high self-esteem would be like, here's what I eat in a day to gain weight and get fucking ripped. You come with me on this journey.
Why
that's
do his
a different
arms
tone.
Look big with no definition? Triceps take up about 70% of your arm muscles, so training them will make your arms look more full. I overdid it on my first round of tricep training, which was a little over a month ago, so I've been waiting for my elbow pain to subside, and it's finally time to train them again. Overall, I'm happy with my current progress, but I can feel some serious gains coming my way in the near future.
Okay.
Oh, how harassed is he getting?
If you try fentanyl, your arms will grow even bigger. Holy shit, bro.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Don't listen to any positive comment.
Oh, my God. I fucking hate you.
What type of tampon do you use? Oh, man. So the other thing is, I realize the only way this kid can defeat this. You want to know what it is?
What?
He just stays in the pocket. Keeps training and actually gets jacked.
And then people respect
and
you.
And then all of a sudden they'll be like, oh shit, he did it. And then they're like, hey man, I was always a big fan, bro.
Yeah.
I used to say shit to try to motivate you. I'm glad it worked. You know?
Yeah.
That's exactly what they'll do. That's how you win.
Yes.
You know, like that girl, the coffee girl that gets bullied.
Yeah.
If she, I don't know, lost weight and then posted that, they'd be like, hey, good job.
Good job. Yeah. All they're
attacking your weakness, and then you have to show them that you're not weak.
Well, either that or you double down on your dorkiness.
That's
for instance,
yeah.
There's this dork. Can you find this nerdy boy? He's an English guy. He has he's the train enthusiast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's like, I'm so excited today. And he doubled down on it.
He
and
did.
Hold on.
Yeah.
And he goes, today I'm having a party with my friends on the train. And he's got a girlfriend. He's got friends.
Here's something about that guy, though. I think that's a bit of an act.
No, I don't know.
Yeah,
I did a deep dive on him.
I think it's a bit of an act. I think there was like a little bit of sincerity, and then he dials it up.
That's what I'm saying. So
yeah,
he leaned into the dorkiness.
He leaned into the dorkiness. You're right.
And go, you know what? I am a dork. Fuck you. Here's what I like. And guess what? I'm getting laid and I have friends. Suck my train loving dick. That's what these dorks need to do. And I think that's what the other girl's doing, the donut coffee enthusiast. She laughs at them. This guy's so sweet. Look at his jumper. Can you play one? He gets so pumped. I'm so excited.
I'm up to Birmingham today to see one of my favorite classes of locomotive, the Class 56.
Ooh.
And even better still, I think a really great driver called Tony will be driving. Please give it some power. Yeah.
He leans into it.
Yeah.
There's no way he's
gone.
Like,
they love it. I love it though. I love watching this.
Yeah. Oh, it's Tony Middleton.
Okay, I'll tell you why I kind of get
exactly
this now.
That's exactly what I wanted.
I want to beat the fucking shit out of this guy.
I know.
Just on that post alone.
I know.
Yeah.
I know because he's
Knock
a dork.
Off.
He's a dork. But it bothers me that dorks are like.
You still like trains and just fucking. You know what I mean? Hold it. Hold his head. Like hold it so that it's like on the track. So you fucking want to like that, you know?
I am glad to see the internet correcting itself now.
Yeah.
Where it's like, guess what, guys? This dynamic between humans is never going to change. Teenagers are going to shit on the weak ones. This is, it's never going to, no
it's
one's going to have
life.
Total acceptance.
All you do is you don't let them kill them, you know?
Yeah, don't hurt them physically.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, you know, shove them into a locker, smack them in the head, like that stuff. But don't, you know, don't crack his fucking jaw.
Well, let's put it this way. I mean, I got bullied or whatever in
seventh grade
physically, but I was getting into fights.
Yeah.
But it did help me. It corrected me because then I was like, oh, you shouldn't say stuff to people. Like, you shouldn't mouth off. And then I just learned how to hide who I was and, you know, slowly become
depressed,
traumatized, depressed, and suicidal. But I'm just saying that it was kind of good for a long term. It made me funny.
I got like three kids like beat me up the first day of fifth grade.
Mm.
And then afterwards I just worked out more that summer and I came back stronger, and then they were like, oh, what's up, man? Try to be friends, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's true. Everybody gets it.
Yeah.
Is anybody immune to bullying? I don't think so.
I peed on a kid's stuff one time.
You peed on a kid's stuff?
Yeah.
What? Huh?
I was pissed on his stuff.
Did you hate him or just peer pressure?
No. No one was there. I just didn't like him. Pissed on all his stuff.
How'd that turn out?
I don't know. He was fucking going crazy trying to figure out who did it.
Oh, you never fessed up?
No, of course not. I was just like, who would do that to you?
Did you get into trouble?
No, no one knew.
How old were you?
17.
Really?
Yeah. Fucking tool. So.
That's cool.
Yeah. You can still do that. Jack off on people's stuff, pee on it, wipe shit on it.
Yeah. I feel like you can actually. Yeah. Because that one you can get away with.
Yeah. You can do it. It's very upsetting to people when they find out you peed on their stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so true. That would upset me so much because then you're like, who did this?
Yeah. Fucking douchebag.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break.
Sure.
We'll be right back. We are back and welcoming for the first time a hilarious comedian. You can check out the Tiger MILF podcast and you can see her in New York on January 21st at New York Comedy Club. It's Zhaoying Summers, everybody.
Hey! Hi, I'm so happy to be here.
Zhaoying, you're so my absolute favorite and you're just blowing up. You just came back from doing a movie. And who is it with? Some famous guy?
I don't know.
Brian Austin Green.
She just came back from Spain. You did a movie. You're just in Cosmopolitan magazine. You did the Apollo.
That happened. It was packed. It was good.
How was that?
Amazing.
It was really good. Yeah. I couldn't believe there's so many Chinese showed up. There's no Chinese restaurant that's opening in Harlem. I feel bad for the black people that night.
There's like there's a huge Chinese population in New York. Like,
there are. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. There's probably. I mean. New York is famous for amazing Chinese restaurants.
Like, yes.
Do you have a favorite, stateside place to get good Chinese food?
In New York, it will be Flushing's.
Really?
In LA, it will be Arcadia, Monterey Park, San Gabriel Valley.
That also has like the great sushi, hidden sushi spots.
Yes.
Hidden Chinese spots. Like everybody goes to San Gabriel when they want the authentic shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where the Chinese people live, babe.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying like the LA people will make that trip if they want the real deal.
Yeah, that's real. I think the food quality is also very good in America. There's no fake eggs. So like actually it's like really good food, even compared
fake
to China.
Eggs.
There's eggs that are fake in China.
Shut the front door.
Yeah, it looked like a real egg, but it's a chemical.
China is also really good at fake anything.
Yes. Yeah.
There's fake Apple stores in China. You know about this?
I'm pretty sure there is.
There's fake Apple stores.
That's
so like
wild.
Not Apple products. The whole store is counterfeit.
That's so crazy. I hope it's discounted.
Probably. But I mean, they have the best counterfeit watches.
Watches are good. I got
bags.
You a good one in South Korea.
They do the designer bags, designer clothes. Like it is, they even have counterfeit cars. Like that's how meticulously well done that shit is.
Yeah, I'm actually a man.
Yeah, and you do such a good job.
Yeah, I know.
What is that about the Chinese culture? Why do they like counterfeiting shit so much?
I think being wealthy is so important. It's like Japan in the 70s when Japan have all their cars, they start getting wealthy. They spend so much money buying luxurious goods.
Uh-huh.
But in China, the few people are very, very, very wealthy. And
right.
Like the majority of people are not wealthy. But in China, it's so competitive for men to get a woman because of one-child policy. There's way more men, less women. So all the big, fat, ugly bitches, they can pick hot guys. And they also demand cars, nice cars.
Yeah.
Like apartments for their ugly brothers to get wives.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just that right now, all the men are paying the price for the one-child policy. Because
now, didn't that policy just recently change?
It changed, but people were just like, it's so expensive to raise children. I prefer to not have any
but
just one.
But the state was saying, hey, go ahead and have more.
Yeah, have more.
Yeah.
But because of the people are getting older, and also there's way more men at this age is getting married and less women. And it's very hard for them to get married. So they just want to look like they have all the nice things.
Right.
It's so competitive to find a wife.
I heard this thing about you know, there's always espionage, right, between our countries, between China and the U.S. I mean, all countries. But it's like notable, the espionage there. And they said that one of the reasons I've heard this, that it's very hard to get somebody who's a Chinese national to become a U.S. spy is that in China, they look very low down on government jobs. Like working for the government is like the shittiest job you can get. Is that true?
I feel like in China, because you can make so much money doing business.
Yeah.
And also they look down on doctors and lawyers. People don't think being a doctor and lawyer makes more money. Doing business make way more money.
Yeah. Right.
So they think if you have to go to work, you have to clock in, you are a loser.
That's how they think. So a government would be like a super loser.
Yeah, you have to go to work. But some people say 躺赚, laying in bed and making money. That's what people's dream is. So they open stores, like the fake Apple stores.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I love about the Chinese too is that you guys are good. You guys are very unabashedly into material things. Like there's no shame about like
India
Be rich. Mm-hmm. Be rich. Make your money. Don't be. And I think in America, it's like we have a shame about it. Like,
yeah.
But then we're like, oh, but I'm still just a good person, even though I'm rich. You guys aren't like that.
Yeah, I just feel like money is power.
Yeah.
If it's everything, even if it's a war, it's all about money. Who has more money? We are going to help people who is going to benefit us financially. That's all. It's ugly, but that's the truth. Because you can just make fun of, just attack all the people you hate and just do the talk. But you are not going to treat your son to fight for the war. So yeah. Your son can die for the people you are righteous reasons. You don't want that. You don't. The talking is cheap. Just get the fucking money and get the fuck out of the war zone, bitch. Yeah. That's the only way you can do. You just fuck the right guy, steal the right money, get the fuck out of the war zone. That's the only thing you can do. Stop bitching about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, the funny thing is, I remember talking to the Peters about this, you know, Russell Peters, Clayton Peters, and their parents are Indian, right? They came from India they immigrated to Canada. And we talked about how there's kind of like no shame in the Indian culture, at least here, maybe, I don't know if it's the same India, about showing, right?
Wealth.
Showing wealth.
Sure, and fatter you are, you have more money.
But like the wealth thing was like a display of like, yeah, we came here and we made it. So like you show, right, with clothes, with cars, with status, and there's no shame in that.
Of course.
It's like you're always showing your stuff.
I think because in America, you guys have the old money. You guys being wealthy for a long, long, long time.
Right.
So people who are showing money means they are new money. Mm-hmm. So you look down at them. But like in India and China, you know, after the war, the country is new. When you have money, that means you came from nothing. You have money means you are disciplined, you work hard, you have talent.
Yeah.
Mm. So people like show it off. It's like showing off, I work a long time for this.
Yes.
Mm. It's a sign of hard work. Being American is like, we have the Rockefellers. Where are you from? TikTok? You know, disgusting. I think that's probably why.
That's so, it's funny. The new money split too in China is very like, it's substantial. Right. And it is very new for some. Like I was in Hong Kong and then we go to Macau, and in Macau we're walking around and you see these like little Chinese dudes and they have a Prada shirt, Gucci shades, like all this shit. And like the people like that were taking around, they're like, that's a new money guy. Mm-hmm. Like he's from maybe like a fucking farmland.
Yeah.
And he just came into money and he wants everybody to know. He's like, I got fucking money. Dude.
Yes.
So he's showing you with everything.
Yeah.
It's very
Eastern
distinct.
Eastern Europeans too.
It's totally.
Like, yeah. So my stepdad was Indian. My mother was Hungarian. And the first thing they did when they got money, like it legit, like Rolex and like
Mercedes.
I have Mercedes. It's a good car. And she drove her Mercedes with her new ring down to the women's gym that she went to when she was poor. And she said, fuck you, bitches. Look, I'm rich now. And that, like, it literally was a day that my mother was so stoked that she could drive her Mercedes and show her ring and be like, I made it. Fuck you.
She probably also came.
Yeah.
When she walked in, she shined and visited her ring and thing.
She's like, the same with my stepdad, you know, he was skinny and hungry his whole life. And then he moved to America. He's like, fuck you. I'm eating. I'm going to get fat and rich. And, you know, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. When you come from nothing, you want to fucking show motherfuckers that you're not shit, too.
Yeah.
Because they think you're shit. They think you're shit.
Yeah.
You have a great story. Would you mind telling our listeners and my husband your whole story?
Oh my God. Yeah. I grew up in China in the 90s. There's the one child policy.
In northern China.
Northern China. My mother was afraid I would be a girl. So she had me in the hospital, in the home, at my home. So just in case I was a girl, so they can get rid of me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they would never had a child, so they can be having another one, hopefully the boy. And my father was taking me out, and my mom just feel like, you know what? She's ugly, but she's a fighter. She cried, you dropped her. Like, she didn't die. If she didn't die after you drop her, maybe she's not going to die. You know, I'm going to keep her. So she kept me, but she made sure I know it every day.
That you...
Yeah, I'm like she.
Not a prize.
I'm from the dumpster. She saved my life. She's my hero. So that's why, like, I for the longest time, I have no patience for weakness. Like, I was in school in Kentucky. My friends are like, my mom is a bitch. She did not come to my ballet recital twice in middle school.
Yeah,
I'm like, because you are a fat bitch. You are not a ballerina. If you're good, she'll be there. Look at you. Refund her the money. Like, are you kidding me? My mom is a hero. Like, she brought me back from the dumpster, even though my penis was missing. Can you imagine? Yes. Like, why are you complaining?
Yeah. But what I love about you is that Zhao Ying wanted to come to America so bad that she went to Kentucky.
I went to Kentucky.
Was your vision of what it would be anything like what it became?
No.
Well, you imagined like the promised land? Like,
yeah, I imagined the Hollywood movies. Yeah. I watched, you know, Audrey Hepburn, Marilyn Monroe, and Halle Berry.
And you're like, that's America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I went to the cousin land. Like, I didn't understand what is going on.
Were you depressed when you got here?
I mean, I'm happy. I'm not with my mom anymore, so that's good.
Yeah.
But I did not become hot. Because I was slouching, I was not confident. I tried to cover my big face with my hair. I was just hiding around in the corners. But I was very good at math, and I was tutoring mathematics. And
I thought you said I was good at meth.
Well, I should try that too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But you were good at math, and you were
math. Yeah, I was
tutoring
doing
kids.
Tutoring math, and I was making money. And then I met a model girl who started teaching me makeup. Then I'm a painter, so I start doing makeup for people. I don't know how to do it, but I know how to draw shit on their face.
Yeah.
So I just start doing putting flowers on those, like butterflies on their face. So I start making money doing makeup. I start trying to look like a woman. Then I decide to become a girl. I start showing my face, stop slouching, and I just become a pretty girl.
Yeah.
Out of the blue. It was crazy.
Did you date American men?
Yes. I had my first boyfriend, a Kentucky guy, boy.
How was that?
I think he's just like he wanted to learn Chinese from me. I think that's what
he wanted to learn.
Yeah, learn Chinese.
That's really?
Because he wanted to go to Japan and his visa was rejected. Then he's like, okay, I'm just gonna
try China.
Yeah. And you know, he wants to go to China. He wants to speak Chinese.
You know, my sister speaks Mandarin.
That's amazing.
And
that's useful.
Your face right now is exactly like I've told this story before. So she joined the Navy and went to the Language Institute. And then they do hardcore, like, 8-hour-a-day classes, like, 5-6 days. Like, these people are heavily immersed. So I saw her after a break, and we went to a restaurant. And it was one of those, like, you know, the Japanese, but they just take any Asian. They're like, you're Japanese. Mm-hmm. So he's chopping it up, doing it. She starts speaking Mandarin. This guy fucking drops the thing. He was like, what? And he couldn't believe that she could actually, he was like, he starts telling, he goes, I've never met a white person that speaks Mandarin. And she just, he couldn't even cook. He was like frozen because she was just going back and forth with him. And he was like, oh my God, I've never, he called other people over. Yeah.
To see it.
Yeah.
She's like a giraffe in the zoo. It's just,
yeah.
It's
it was
crazy.
Amazing.
Also, like if you are anything other than Asian, you go to the Great Wall, you are a celebrity.
Really?
Really? Yes.
Yeah. Like if we have a guy who is a white guy, look at him, they'll think he's Tom Score. He can make money taking photos with them. People just, it's crazy. Everybody think all Asian look alike.
Yeah.
But like my mom, she'd be watching the Olympics. Like, why are they the same? Like, what? All they're all the same. All the white people are the same. All the black people look the same.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So wait, Asians think we all look the same?
Yeah.
Oh,
see,
that's
doesn't
so
make
cool.
you feel better.
They'll
though.
Think you are Margot Robbie. You can go there and make money just taking
to.
Photos.
Just a blonde?
Yeah, you should go
that
do
you
that.
You also have the bone structure, so you guys so would be familiar.
Well, I remember when I went to South Korea, I felt like a giant because I was like, I went to go bra shopping and I was like, dude, like half of one of my tits can fit into these bras. They're just tinier.
They have, because being a 00, being a skinny hoe is popular in Asia because when your husband beat you, you can't run away.
Yeah. you're too weak.
You're too weak. It's very smart. Yeah. American men learn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't encourage women to have curves. Just starve them.
But they did like blonde hair. I remember people like, oh,
they wear
blonde.
They wear eye contact to have blue hair, blue eyes.
Blue eyes and blonde hair.
To look white. If you see the K-pop, you know, all of the pretty skinny white looking blonde hair people are kissing in the front.
Yes.
All the dark, thick bitches mopping the floor in the back.
Yeah.
But that is so true. The Asians, because I was friends with some Japanese girls in college, and they were like, oh, I'm so fat, I'm so fat. But they weren't. Like, they were like twigs.
Yeah.
And they would take hot baths to try to like steam out the fat. I'm like, you're not even, I must be obese. You must think I'm a disgusting pig. But they shame you too,
they
right?
They shame you. They'll tell you. Like, they walk to you and pinch you. I was at Cosmo. They were like, you are so brave. You know, you would... You are you sure you don't want to, you know, you don't want to us to make you skinnier during the Photoshop? I said, no, I'm okay with this. You're like, you are okay. You really learn to love yourself too much in America.
We'll handle it in post. Don't worry. You won't look like this later.
Yeah, don't worry. Yeah. It's going to look different.
That
yeah.
is fucking hilarious.
They shame you into it, right? Like, does your mother tell you, like, when you have babies, like, right after, like, oh, you better... thin down.
Yeah, she's like, you just had a baby and you gained 30 pounds. I'm like, I just had a baby. She's like, our dog, Big Yellow, has 3 puppies. She's back to normal in 3 days.
Fuck, dude.
Holy shit.
So you were in Kentucky. You have a white boyfriend. How long did that last for?
It lasted, like, I think long, for a year.
Was he romantic?
He was young and he was a virgin. I was a virgin. And he was...
sweet?
I think he was kind of sweet, but then he was cheating on me, and I found out. He went to law school and in Virginia, and then I'm a Chinese woman. I log in his Facebook. I have his account. He didn't know I have it. We have a family phone plan. I can log into his phone. I copied another. Like, I have everything. Yeah. I know how many times they text, what they text, and I hacked into his Facebook. I know everything they're saying. It's a girl from England, and he's like, no, we never did anything. I said, you are fucking. And I know it. I'm calling off the engagement. He's like, are you kidding me?
Well, you were engaged.
Yeah, we were engaged because, you know, you need a green card. So I just dumped him.
Good for you.
And what happens to your status at that point?
I was a student. And it was fine. I was working in Japanese restaurants owned by Chinese people in Kentucky.
Yeah, of course. There you go.
The Chinese own Japanese restaurant because that's how we, you know, feel better. We are better than them. We can control the sushi chefs.
Yeah,
they spit in the sushi, so don't go to a Chinese restaurant. The Japanese restaurant owned by Chinese men, because the sushi chef.
Who's your biggest like beef with in the Asian world? Which country?
I think I don't like the Indians.
The Indians,
because they don't show their anger.
Oh,
they are more vicious than Chinese.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah.
But they just don't show it.
They don't show anything. Chinese will be like, oh, I don't like how you treat me like this. I don't like the Asian hate. I don't like this. The Indians, you can say whatever you want to me. As long as I'm getting the money, I'm winning, you're lose. They actually have, I don't know.
They're super stoic about it.
Yeah, they actually are like just more smart about it. They just don't get affected. The Chinese people would reject the job because they got insulted. The Indians don't give a fuck. Mm. They'll take the job, make the money, and tell you, fuck you later.
Wow.
I think that's what is going on with the Indians.
Let me ask you this. Most importantly, back when you were growing up in China, did you have Chinese boyfriends? Are you allowed to date, or is it
I wasn't
serious?
Allowed to date. Also, nobody wanted to date me because I wasn't pretty. So they just look at me. I had a boy. I read poetry.
I don't believe you.
China is you're very pretty.
Yeah.
I guess I got confident and I start to like... become a girl, but before I found out I was ugly, I just give up. I cut my hair real short. I was wearing sports clothing.
You're like, I'm never gonna have a man.
I was popular though for studying exam answers.
You sold your exam answers?
Yes, I have a business. I have a phone and I sell to subscribers to buy my answers.
You are so, this is what I love about you.
I was popular. Yeah. Everybody want my number. All the guys want my number. And I have a service of homework. Also, I hired 4 or 5 people to do homework for lazy bitches. And I also sell answers.
Listen,
this is cool.
Jiayin, she's going to rule show
this
business.
This is cool. I like
You're
this.
You're fucking such this a gangster. Go-getter, dude.
I want to be popular. Thank you. I want to be popular. I can be popular other ways. I wasn't pretty. Fuck that. I just become popular because I was a bad bitch.
You found your way. Yeah. But but that's admirable.
People like me. Yeah. Everybody want my number. People want to hang out with me because that's how
they know
they
that
can
you're
get
smart
A+.
And you're a hustler. Yeah.
Yes, I hustle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that.
That's going to serve you really well for sure.
In comedy, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I sell scorpions too.
One of the biggest.
I sell scorpions. What do you mean?
Yeah, I took the kids to the mountains to catch scorpions under the rock, and I sell it to the Chinese medicine store. They put scorpions in alcohol.
Oh,
it's
right.
Good for your dick to get hard.
Yeah. So you have any with you?
I can go to my hotel room and get some.
Okay.
It's good. Scorpion alcohol get your dick hard, and it's so expensive. So I have all the fat guys to flip the rocks for me. We use chopstick to catch them, put in the drawer, and then we sell them. I would get 90% of the money. I give them $10. They buy firecrackers and candies.
Dude, I would love to gift the staff some scorpion
juice. You hook us up, please?
Yeah.
You know what I love about you too is that my immigrant mother, she's dead now, but they're so brutal to us. And I love that you have this mom that just abuses you.
She won't stop.
And you just, but she made you kind of successful, right?
For that sure.
Made, she didn't make That's you.
Part, I think so.
It's how you, well, it's how you reacted to your mother.
Yeah.
People, some people would have a mother like that and they just go, I'll become
a heroin addict.
You know, I'll be what you say I am. And then some people go, I got to do something about it. You know?
Yeah. I just feel like the way my mom treat me, helped me to prepare the way the world treat me. And I would react to the way that I think of how my mom, I'll be like, okay, you think I'm a loser. That's cute. I'll show you who's daddy.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. But this is why this will serve you in comedy. The big problem for a lot of comedians is they're funny. They lack all hustle. So what happens is time goes by and you're like, yeah, that guy or that girl, they're really funny. And like, what, how come nothing's going on for them? And it's like, because they have zero drive to like, you have to have the creative stuff, which is the comedy, but they have no creative like drive to achieve. They're like, well, I'm funny. That should just be enough. Here's the thing. It's not enough.
It's not enough. Or they don't learn the business.
You have to have the hustle factor on top of the comedy if you want to progress.
After 1 month I did a stand up, I was doing open mics. I realized there's not enough time. I want 10,000 hours. So I bought my comedy club on Melrose.
She bought her own comedy club, Tom.
Amazing.
I drove by, I see a clothing store that's for lease. I went inside, they have ugly clothes. So I said, lady, just give me this, you know, I'm gonna make it into something else.
Wow.
So I ran it into a comedy club. It's like an open mic place.
Yeah.
But, and then on weekends, we have four shows a weekend. I got it a month after I started comedy in December, and I bought it on January. It opened in 2 weeks.
Wow.
I hired an Asian guy to... That's
why. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, that's why.
It was Taiwanese guy, though. He's slow. If a Chinese guy, mainland, 1 week, Taiwanese people, the moment they got some freedom, they got lazy. You know, he's like taking lunch breaks. I'm like, honey, you don't take lunch breaks. You are Asian.
Typical Taiwanese bullshit.
I know.
They're
like, I'm like, no, you don't have lunch.
Do you
get
serve drinks and food there? Or?
We are getting a beer wine license. I'm applying. I'm going to take over the next store to knock it down and just make it bigger. Because you need to sell alcohol to make the real money.
You do. That's what I'm saying. That's when everything will change.
I was thinking, I'm keeping the club. I need to make more money to keep it. So I'm buying that.
That'll change your profit margin for sure.
I think so, yeah.
Not only is she a club owner and she's doing movies, she's in Cosmo magazine. She's a mother of two small children.
Yeah, that's...
I'm a single mom. The husband left. You know?
I can't believe that, dude.
So wait.
He got to know me. He's like, no.
after Kentucky guy... Uh-huh. You are single again.
Yeah.
Do you date another American?
Yeah, I've married my college sweetheart.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, he's 2 years younger than me. Mm-hmm. He's Russian American. Very.
Oh, wow.
But he was like, he came here when he's 4 or 5 years old.
So he's pretty American.
He's like my first true love. But I was a stupid bitch. I'm like, I don't want to have babies. I want to be famous and successful before I have kids with you. So it's not going to happen. Then I just feel like I want my career so much. I didn't know I can have both.
Yeah,
I did not know that with the right man, you can have both. So that's the only right man. We drift apart. I decided to move to Hollywood. He came to UC Irvine for science. He's a biochemist. So we were living together. Then I'm like, no, I need to move in Hollywood to become an actress. So we had a distance. And then I was not smart enough to know that's the man who truly loved me, because he always encouraged me and he always believed in me. He never really pressured me, but I just feel like, why are you so nice to me? Something's wrong with you.
You're not used to that love.
Yeah. So now I'm like, oh my God.
Do you ever have contact with him or no?
I think he's traumatized by me, but he's in Denver. I may go there. Or he has a girlfriend or fiance, but I don't think they're getting married anytime soon.
Yeah. Also, she could die.
I hope so.
Yeah.
She's a biochemist. You know, never know.
Something, you just never know what could go wrong. Yep.
Yeah. She could get pushed off a mountain.
Yeah, go see if she likes hikes.
Can you do that, Mark? Nice.
There's no cameras up there, I'll tell you that.
That's nice.
So then you met the other guy after.
Oh, my God.
That's your baby dad.
I was awful. I went to China to host the Shanghai Film Festival. I was single. I was doing business. I was with a hedge fund, so I was making good money. I learned business in school. I wanted to not be a starving artist.
Yes.
Yeah,
I want to have enough money to pay for the best acting training, to go to the gym, to think. to actually be a human, because I hustled so hard in college. I worked 9 jobs, the Craigslist jobs, taking care of old ladies in bed who has autoimmune disease. I changed her diaper. It was brutal. And I drive around a blind lady. She realized I was Asian. Like, oh, I don't want an Asian woman driving me. I'm like, bitch, you are blind. You know? So you can't afford a real person. So that's all you got. So I just know I did all that. I had to clean the bathroom because I you know, I work in the restaurants. I have to do all the shitty jobs. So I decided to not be poor.
Yeah, so smart.
So it was good. I learned acting. I was auditioning. And I mean, John Singleton got me in comedy, actually.
He did?
He did. He literally, he just, I auditioned for him for Rebel. It's a TV show about this girl, a black girl. She's a cop, and her sidekick is an Asian girl who knows Kung Fu. Mm-hmm. It's in like Oakland, the movie, the TV show. It's like, it's Rush Hour with a low budget.
Yeah.
You know, black woman, Chinese woman. But, you know, I thought I did good. I got a callback and the second callback, and then he saw me. He just, he said, do some improv. I start saying things. He start laughing. I think I was dropping jokes. I just do that. And then he's like, you should do stand-up comedy. He walked over me. He was playing Ali Wong's little clip. He's like, you should do stand-up comedy. You're going to be a star. I just heard that. I was so shocked. I knew who he was. I watched Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I said, oh my God, thank you so much. Do I have the job now? He said, hell no, bitch. I don't understand the word you said. Get out. But he got my number. He actually said, hey, go to an open mic. So he actually followed up with me. Wow. We had a general friendship. He was very honest. Like, you are not going to get the roles you want in movies, TV shows. Most people don't take a risk on somebody with a heavy accent who's not already a star.
Yeah.
But you are funny. If you actually going to invest time in your talent to develop it, I can see you becoming good in stand-up, and you can do any movie you want when mm-hmm. you have a name.
Amazing.
And he actually followed up. We became real friends.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was, he literally just like, I didn't know anything about stand-up because we don't have it in China.
Right. Oh, of course. Yeah, you're not allowed to do that.
You know what you have in China right now? This.
Nice.
Automated for men who are too embarrassed to masturbate in hospitals.
I love how serious his face is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's not using it. Man,
that is fucking such a cool thing that the state.
That's nice.
But you're not embarrassed to stand in a hallway with 10 dick machines?
You just stare at the wall. It's okay.
Yeah, it's like going to pee, I think.
Yeah.
Sit there.
Oh, that's for China, the guy with the tinier dong.
That's nice.
That's super nice. Oh my God. Temperature, wetness, amount of light. They can
Who
speed it up.
That thing?
Oh, nice.
And then you can just leave your deposit there. That's fucking
That's nice.
That's
yeah,
so cool.
That is friendly.
That's
I love
China.
That's amazing. I'm very proud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your people invented that.
That's amazing.
The other thing, though, the opposite of what I was going to tell you was, like, my algorithm on Instagram is wild, right? Because of the posts that I engage with. One thing that happens a lot is you see accidents, like car accidents and, like, people falling down
This
in
is Tom's
China.
Favorite. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this
but
is
the
gone.
Thing you notice a lot, because I've seen so many of these clips in China, fucking guys, like... walking down the street, a car fucking clips him and he falls down. He's just like laying there. You're like, is this guy dead? And other people look and they keep walking. And I'm like, holy shit. That seems very culturally specific where they're just like, I don't know if he's dead. Walk
in,
right by.
In China, there's a saying called fubuchi. It's like you cannot afford to lift somebody up. Because they would ask you to pay for all their medical expenses yeah. and funeral expenses. Because in China, we don't have traffic rules. It's about human connection. You sense red light is a suggestion. It's the traffic light is a suggestion. Like,
yes.
Okay, that's cute, but I'm still going to go through it.
Yeah.
And the thing is that if you are jaywalking, a truck hit you, it's always the bigger vehicle's fault. Is there's no fault.
Okay.
The bigger vehicle is a fault.
Is that fault? No matter what.
No matter what. When somebody fall down, the person who's right next to that person is the...
at fault.
Is the criminal. Because Shit. Why are you still there? Because you did it.
Oh.
So that's the idea behind not...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't engage because you're going to get fucked.
Right. Because then it's your fault, kind of.
Yeah. Because if Damn. They run the red light, it's not their fault. The car ran away. Right. And also sometimes, like, if the victim's family, they would block the traffic and ask tips from all the traffic going through there, because their son died there. They'll be like, my son died there. And the one of those big trucks did it. And you guys can't go through this road unless paying me tips. So they, instead of insurance, they collect like 10,000 yuan to pay for the funeral. If you don't tip them, you can't go through. They just block the road.
God, you guys are hard fucking core.
Can I have been practicing this Mandarin phrase? Can I try
it? Oh my God, yes.
It's not going to be good. Like, be easy on me. Okay. It's from my act right now, so we have to cut it from this.
Oh, you better, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just very excited to let the audience know that you will be hearing some new perfect Mandarin at any of my live shows coming up.
Yes.
I can say, Pigu.
That's amazing. Ass. Mm-hmm. Also, Tom, that your Mandarin, that phrase will become every Chinese mom's ringtone.
Oh, that's
awesome. It'll be so popular. It'll be the biggest ringtone in Asia.
That's awesome. I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm very excited. okay, we have some
special clips. Just special for clips. You.
Okay. These are, let's see. This is something that we have only seen in the Asian world.
Yeah, what's up with the dick kicks? Why are they qigong? Kicking dicks so much?
Qigong.
What does that mean?
Qigong is like you use like it's like a type of tai chi. Like you don't feel the pain from outside
world.
That's
a brick.
Yeah.
He's smashing his balls with a brick.
Yes.
Look at this one.
Qigong is like a steel balls. Like that's one practice. They have balls of steel.
So this is like you're overcoming the suffering and you don't even feel your balls getting kicked. That's how you've mastered pain in your mind.
Yeah, like you chop the
is this so arousing to most Asian women?
Yeah, do you guys like this?
No, we just think like they can't get bitches, so they do that to get attention.
Yeah.
Look at all of those people with the steel balls are ugly. Look.
Yeah.
Have you seen Brad Pitt doing that? No.
So true. Yeah, if they were using their nuts, they wouldn't want them kicked.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Do you have premarital sex in China, or is that?
It's more and more common now. It depends on like how much apartment you have, how many Rolex you have. Mm-hmm. So you are not wasting your pussy on nothing, because you can't. That's a pre-deposit of the investment you are going to have.
Do Chinese mothers teach their daughters this? Because we were talking about this before you got here, how the woman has to delay the sexual gratification to get a man even remotely really interested in you and to commit. Do they teach you that stuff?
I think in Japan, they are more sexually educated in a way that sexual education is very important in Japan. But in China, when I was growing up, I was a virgin until I was 20 years old. I was in America because I was doing homework with a boy after school. My mom heard that. She came to the classroom and she beat me up in front of him. She punched me, slapped me. She's like, I can't believe I raised a whore.
Wow.
And then I never had a boyfriend. And you are not allowed to have a boyfriend until you get in university. Then, like, you know, I can't talk to boys before I was 20. I'm a whore. But after I'm 20, like, do you have a boyfriend? No. Like, why do you look like this? Wear something like a whore. Just be like a whore. You know, you have to just go from not a whore and transition into a whore. Like,
to get a husband.
To get a husband. Because, you know, be a whore.
So you were dressing too, like, conservatively.
Yeah. Then she's like, why would you wear this? You look like a monk, you know? I'm like, I don't know how to look like a woman because I can't.
You're also like, I don't know how to please you, mom.
Yes.
I was dressing like this, and now I got to dress like this.
Yeah. So in Asia, they just want you to be a virgin. Then one day they want you to trap a husband.
Yeah.
They just switch like this.
Mm-hmm. Is your mom proud of your success now? Like, is she?
She can't say it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She just like, you know, you are not all bad.
Yeah.
And then we were walking by Vegas and see my face on the Kimmel Club marquee. She goes, you know what? You actually do look better in photos. She's like, don't get cocky after I say that.
Yeah.
Like, I'll take it back. I take it back.
Yeah.
Are you smiling? I don't want you to get too cocky.
Yeah, yes. Don't get too much self-esteem now. Fuck, dude.
Hilarious.
So you never went to you didn't like French a guy and then go to first base, second base, third base. Like, it's all or nothing.
Yes, you just need to, when the moment, because in China, we have the rule as Leonardo, like after you're 25, you expire.
Dunsky.
Yeah, you are like, it's an old can of fish.
Get
it's
done. Going. Basically.
Yeah, you need to trap the right guy when you are 25.
Damn.
And there's a breakup fee in China. Breakup fee.
Yeah, did
guys
you hear this?
Had to pay a breakup fee to break up with a girl who's on her prime.
Yeah.
Really?
I think you should.
Yeah, it's a calculation. How tall you are, how skinny you are. If
So if you're dating, like
if you're dating somebody,
I'm just dating you
after two or three years, you don't marry her.
Yeah.
No, you have to pay a bribe because she wastes her pussy on you. Like,
yeah,
she wastes 3 years of her investment on you. You should pay a breakup
fee. How much do I pay?
Depends on how pretty she is, how tall she is,
so
how
she's
much
gorgeous.
She weighs. Did she go to Harvard or Tsinghua University? Her education is she's gorgeous, so you pay more. If she's like,
how much are we talking though?
Oh, if you have your net worth, like the Chinese rich guys, they had to pay a very handsome fee. I would say like a 1 million yuan for 3 years, like $200,000. Because
and it's agreed upon, like, is it legal or is it just like a social agreement?
Like, it just shows that man is like a great man.
Oh,
like people don't see your credit in China. If you are a rich guy, you dump the girl without marrying her. They would question your character, but if you pay a nice fee, they're like, oh, I'm going to invest in his company because he's a nice man who don't, you know.
Pump and dump. Yeah. Well, that's true. I was just talking about this with
him yesterday
that it is unethical for like a 60-year-old guy to be dating a 23-year-old girl. Unless there's an explicit agreement of the girl going, yeah, I never want kids. I don't want a life, blah, 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 blah. Because you're so young and naive. And this guy's just pumping clips, dumping his clips into this young girl. And she wakes up and one day she's 30. And now her prospects have completely changed, right? Because the first string draft of guys who want to get married, they're doing that in their 20s and their early 30s. And now you're a woman TikTok. You know, you don't have eggs forever.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
smart. God, Chinese are so pragmatic.
Yeah, they really just get the breakup fee. So you can use the money to,
Go get your face fucking done. Get
rejuvenate your vagina and lift up your tits and put a face up.
Because they got that prime puss and they took it away from everybody.
Took it away.
Yeah.
God damn, I'm going to go to China.
Well, here's a guy who might not pay any fees. I don't know. You tell me.
You go to Facebook, hit your fucking face in Facebook.
No, I'm sorry.
You see, you look at your eyebrow. You're fucking gay. I'm a gay. So.
Excuse me?
Hold on here.
I'm talking to him. I'm not talking to you.
This is very rude.
This is not rude.
This is my friend. You're being very rude.
No. So she's not your friend. I'm your friend.
No, you're not.
I want you to fuck me tonight.
I don't know who you are and I'm not interested.
I want you to fuck me tonight.
Oh my God.
That's pretty cool.
That is amazing.
He's an LGBT. I'm an LGBT.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're gay.
Please leave.
I'm
not
opposed
to
gay,
but
this is very good. I want you to fuck me tonight.
No, please don't touch me again either. Please don't touch me.
Singapore is not like America. We can touch you.
Hey.
Touch
me. Get out of here now.
Oh my God.
And then other people are coming around to see.
Oh my God. His confidence is
very
amazing.
Very confidence. Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
No, he's a gay. I'm a I want
you
to fuck me tonight.
Wonderful. Yeah.
You need
sexual harassment.
No, he's a gay, I'm a gay. No, he makes it not to me.
I did not.
That woman's pretty strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll fucking...
I'm calm.
What do the gays do in China? Are you allowed to be gay?
You don't talk about it. People now talk about it, but not really talking about it. It's just like a really mysterious group of people. That a lot. The bad thing about it is a lot of Chinese men who are gay, they do not want to bring shame to their family.
Sure.
Because if you are gay, they are not going to choose you to take over the family business.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you really got to bury
that. You are not
that.
Gay. And people are not very educated about... gayness, like a lot of women don't know there's gay people, so they marry to a gay man.
Oh no.
And they had no idea their husband's gay, and they brag about, oh, he never flirted with any woman, my husband never cheated on me, you know. They brag about it, and then they
ideal,
had no idea
actually.
And the gay guys would like a, you know, just like a gaslight them.
Yeah, so that's crazy.
Might be ideal to be married to a gay man though.
Yeah.
Probably.
You just like,
you don't have to have sex
twice.
You need to get children, but you don't have
baby.
To have,
but then you could take him to that machine in China and get his jizz that way, and then you just marry your best friend.
You just put like some naked guys on the screen in front of
him.
Yeah,
be dope.
Yeah,
drops his load.
I might do that in my next life.
You should do that. Okay, well, are you ready to see this show? For what it is most famous for clips, right? Playing clips.
Mm-hmm.
The all-time greatest clip of this show.
Tom's so hard right now.
So excited.
Just so excited to show this.
So excited.
Best clip ever.
Ah!
Look at this guy.
Hold on, Joey.
He's like, is my car all right? Look at this shit. This is my favorite. He looks at the car. He's like, is the car good? Fuck. Car's...
He's like...
I got a dent in the car now. Doesn't even...
But now, because of what Joying told us...
Wait, look. He's still like, right there where his head was.
Got another dent
scratch.
Here, another dent here.
Shit, I gotta take care of this later.
This asshole has the nerve to get hit.
Fuck.
He's still screaming.
Still too. Like, I know.
He's like,
In the world, is that a Mercedes China? Is that a Mercedes shop or is a counterfeit Mercedes shop?
Oh, well, it's... this is like a... Do you know where this is? Can you tell? Because we know where it happened.
It's definitely in China. Is that in North, in Beijing?
It's in Taiwan.
Taiwan, oh.
Yeah.
That makes sense
Taiwan.
Now. Those lazy islanders, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
This person looked like a Spider-Man. Ah!
Could you hear what he was saying?
He just like,
it sounds like, to our stupid ears, that he's saying bakula.
Bakula. Bakula.
It's still like ask them to stop. Like stop.
Because somebody told someone.
But it's like it was a dialogue of Taiwanese dialogue.
Yeah, when it was reported, they said that whatever he's saying meant stuck.
Oh, yeah, I'm like, stuck.
Yeah, I'm stuck.
And that's the same as the Japanese women say in their porns.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a day. That's the same thing.
Yeah, but this guy's my favorite. You get the scream, you get the guy being I'm stuck, and then you get this guy just checking out the car.
Yeah, he's like, there's a dent.
He's like, fuck.
Fucking, just go.
Yeah. Just go, heavy, dude. Because if he assumes responsibility, if he's like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Then he's going to get taken for the tips, the tip money.
Yeah.
Fuck that, dude.
Yeah,
that's his fault.
Yes, he's not assuming any. The car is not my car.
You stood in front of the car, man.
Yeah.
Why would you try to put a dent on my car?
Dude, it's so like you realize we've been analyzing this clip
for a decade,
and it took a Chinese person to really put it all together for us now. Like this makes sense. He can't assume liability.
No. No, because that person is going to have a migraine for years and he has to be paying for medication.
Right, this guy is going to look at this clip later and be like, see, I didn't even come up to you. I checked out what you did to my car.
Yeah, look at his face. His face is like, you are invading my car.
Yeah.
You're trying to attack China now? Like, stupid. What do you want?
Yeah. Yeah.
You fucking stood here.
Idiot.
Yeah.
And all I did was pull in and then you were in the way and then your body hurt my car.
Yeah.
Your shattered legs left a dent in my car.
Yeah.
Yeah. If anything, I'm the one with the injuries.
Yeah.
You need to pay me for my car.
And my emotional damage. And my wife abusing me when I got home.
Yeah. She's going to be super pissed. So mad.
I lost 4 blowjobs because of this dent.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to show her what you're best known for?
Oh, my TikToks. Now, Jo Ying's also, she's very popular on TikTok, which is how you really...
Yeah, but she probably doesn't see the same TikToks
you
that
don't.
You see.
So I curate the darker side of TikTok.
That.
Yeah, yeah. So anything...
I worked with a former crime scene cleaner, and he told
me
about one where he spent over an hour picking birdshot, skull, and brain matter out of a ceiling after a suicide. At that point, I'd honestly rather replace the ceiling. The thing with shotgun suicides is that you gotta hunt and track down every single pellet that passed through because now it has biological matter on it. You don't want that. It's super tedious, but it's kind of what needs to happen. So with jobs like that, ceiling replacement is usually the way to go.
I thought you'd find that interesting. So this guy specializes in crime scene cleanup, and he's so sweet. He even cleans out hoarders' homes for free because they're so expensive. It's like $3,000 just to have one room cleaned. So he does it for free. Anyway, Tom, if you blow your brains out or you blow someone's brains out, the brain matter gets stuck in the holes in the ceiling. So he says you may as well just replace
the whole
ceiling.
As opposed to pulling up every bird
shot. You can't
do
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that amazing,
yeah,
dude?
It's crazy.
Do you think he make a lot of money from bribery?
Oh, that's interesting.
If somebody died, I also have somebody else die there, but I pay him so much money that he clean everything out that he got the money and I got to murder somebody.
Dude, that's the business mind that I'm talking about.
I'm just thinking, girl. That guy is rich. I can feel it.
Yeah, this is why you're going to just keep growing, dude.
You're
this
so
is,
smart.
Right?
Actually, so business. I did read about crime scene cleanup when I was in when I graduated from college. It's a very lucrative business mm-hmm. because it's highly specialized. He has to have biohazard suits and special equipment. So yes, when someone gets murdered in your home or someone dies, you have to call a special cleanup person, and it costs a fortune. So try not to blow your brains out in your home. Do it somewhere public, maybe. I don't know who cleans it up then.
Well, then it's just a matter of like the city or somebody coming up to clean it up. But when you're in a home, it's true. You can't do it.
You pay for it.
Yeah. But if you hate your husband, you want him to pay for that. If you hate your wife. If I'm kidding myself, I want my husband to.
That's a good point.
Lower the real estate value.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you take it out in like the living room. Yeah. So now he's really got to clean that shit
up. I hope
up.
Nothing happens to you. You know? Let's see.
This guy. This guy's doing pull-ups on a street lamp.
That is,
I think this is Brazil.
Very,
I forget where it is.
Doesn't sound Portuguese. Does
what
it?
Is it? Looks tropical. Though.
Really?
Oh wow.
Oi, tugong.
Yeah. Oh, no, what is that?
No.
Is that your tribe? It's not
my
tribe.
It looks like a haunted Japanese movie. A little Japanese schoolgirl is doing that. That's how I feel.
Whoever this is, it's strong as fuck, for sure. That is.
What is this in Japanese porn? Like you just said it before, where there has to be like, oh no, I don't like it. I don't like it. What is this?
Because men love that when women hate, like afraid of sex. Is they like fantasy, you know, they want to see like a little girl just go there. Like you always see the super ugly guy in porn, and the girls are like so pretty, so cool. They just like the guy's like, and the girl's like, I'm a day, I'm so scared. Yeah, I don't.
And that
like
must be so prevalent as a male fantasy in Japan. Mm-hmm. It's so prevalent because that's the dominant.
Yeah,
and in China, same.
Hey, look at that.
We don't.
Isn't that
porn
crazy?
Is not. What's this?
I don't know. It's just something that was in the file. Here.
That's like a Chinese machine. The Chinese sex machine.
Well, this is definitely from Japan because they always blur out the genitals.
Yes, yes. Because that's
and she's also suffering, like you said. She's like,
yeah, you have to suffer.
Yeah.
And the men don't come unless they hear the woman suffer.
Yeah.
Oh, it hurts so much. Oh my God. It's like I'm talking to my mom. Oh no.
Is it because she's like, oh, your dick's so big. You're so manly.
You're hurting me.
And I'm so petite.
Oh, I'm so small. You are hurting me.
Yeah.
I would pop too.
Is that right? I can do this for you. What do I say again?
Yamate. It's painful. It's so painful. Yeah. Itai is painful. Yamate is stop.
Gozaimasu.
Yamate.
Hi.
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 I'm a dirty faggot.
Oh.
I'm a shit pig.
Yeah.
I'm a toilet. I only deserve rape, humiliation, dehumanization. Degradation.
That's a different lane.
I didn't put that in there.
No, I know.
His nose hair is out.
He's vile. And the fake veneers. You know what's interesting though? The English love BDSM. So it's the opposite. The man likes to be degraded and spanked. Their culture is punishing. Spank me, you know, all that. And that's interesting. Isn't the Japanese like it that they feel like Chinese guys too? They like that?
Yeah, I think Asian men enjoying just like
women.
Fantasy, women suffering. They love to see women suffering.
Huh.
I guess I'm.
It just
a little
it turns them
too.
Off. it turns them on.
It turns them on.
Some people like to suffer to get abused by women. Some people like, but not the majority.
I gotta log into my 23andMe again and see if I have some Asian blood.
So I love these patch tattoos.
This is wild.
They're holy crazy with how textured
shit.
They are and the drop shadow on them.
This is done by
a
Spanish tattoo artist.
But Crislo, based out of Zaragoza, Spain, is one of the best to do it. Look at that.
So it's
absolutely
a new
wild.
Type of tattoo.
Go
it
check
looks
out
like
their Instagram,
patchwork.
TikTok, tag below.
It doesn't look like it is patchwork, right?
No, it looks like it. So he was just sewing it to show you how
like
realistic. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's not really patchwork. Isn't that wild?
That's insane, yeah.
Like the artist was just doing that as a goof to show
really?
You.
Oh,
really? Like,
so
that's incredible.
The arrow of his boss showing him to get out from the office.
Bye. The fuck out
You're
of here.
Fired.
Dude, that's wild.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Never seen anything like that.
That's cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. Do you have tattoos?
I have tattoos. I have this one. It's a Chinese woman, emperor from Tang Dynasty. That's her name.
Ooh.
She's the only woman who ruled China. She was not a queen.
This is so
She
who
ran
you are.
China. Yeah. It was Tang Dynasty. She ruled China.
I see.
And she had 20 male whores. concubines.
What's a, would you write this down for me? I'm going to have the same one done.
日月空. So she was, you had to, as an emperor.
日月空.
Yeah, as an emperor, you had to choose a character to describe your, like, your dynasty. So she was going through the dictionary in Chinese, like, there's nothing that's powerful enough for me. I'm going to invent my own word. So she goes, the moon, the sun and the moon and the sky, and my power is above all of it. So that means Zhao, like internal shine. And then she made it legal for women to read and to go to school. It wasn't legal for women to read.
She made it legal. Sorry, I thought you said she made it illegal. Yeah, she's the smartest bitch in the land.
And her prime minister was a woman. And that's China was its best. It's Tang Dynasty. Tang Dynasty.
Yeah.
And this she was one of the brightest.
What years were the
I would say like 2,000 years ago.
2,000 years ago. Wow.
Yeah, she was, she's very famous. She's Emperor Wu. She's an emperor.
Yeah.
Wow. Not like a queen.
And this is your inspiration.
Yeah, because, you know, she was 14 and her father died was a general and she was very smart. She was educated because her father was a general. So she went to the palace and started tutoring the prince. And then she wanted to become the king. So she starts seducing the old king and he made her his concubine. But when he died, if you are not the queen and the top five or six women, you have to bury with him because the king has to erase all the women he fucked. So the woman is not going to have sex with other people. But she's ahead of her time. She was fucking the little prince. And then he saw that she was very brilliant. So he's like, I'll spare her from dying, but she can go to become a nun, you know, because she should not have sex with anybody else. Okay. She should become a nun. So when the young prince, if his wife go to pray in the temple, she saw him and she was able to fuck him in the temple. And then he ended up taking her back to the palace. And all of the people, like, they are resigning. Like, you are not going to fuck, like, the old king's woman. Like, you are not going to marry her. And he made him to be able to kill all the people who was against him. And he married her and she became the queen. Yeah. And then he had some headache. He has this migraine, can't stop. So she started to do basically
to rule
the world, rule China for, and she's brilliant at it. She's just so good. So she is people that write hate lectures, poetry about her. She read it and she likes the writing. She will hire them to work for her.
Smart.
She's like, I love how you write about me, how much you hate me, but your writing is great. So I'm gonna hire you. So the king ended up dying. She became the emperor.
Keep your enemies closer.
Yes.
She kept him close.
Yeah, I think it's good. You know, I will survive my mom after all.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you get inspiration.
I have a lot of
tattoos. That's rad, dude.
I mean, like here one and in the back. It's all Chinese characters. I wrote this. I'm a calligrapher, so I wrote this.
It's beautiful.
And then the Mexican girl, she draw this on me. Yeah. She did so good.
You did great.
I love Mexican people. They are amazing.
They're the best.
Yeah. They run my comedy club because I can't be at my comedy club. Whenever I'm there, people won't get their nails done. They don't believe that's a comedy club. They're like, I have my nails done. I'm like, I'm not Vietnamese. They're like, the same thing.
Oh, shit.
The biggest green flag for a girl by far is if she goes to Pilates. Every single Pilates girl I've ever met is wifey material. I don't know what it is about Pilates, but it's one of the most wholesome things a girl can do. If a girl does Pilates, she's probably not going out much on the weekends because she has to get up early to go to Pilates. And it's not like a regular weightlifting gym where guys will stare at girls and be creepy and hit on them. Girls can just go with their friends, have girl time, and get a good workout. Like, I live in downtown Tampa, and there's a place called Body Rock down the street from me, and every single woman I see leaving that place is as happy as can be. They're smiling, they're talking to their friends, they're having a great time. There's no time to be toxic if you go to Pilates. I always say that we have to bring back stay-at-home Pilates wives, and this is exactly why. If you meet a woman and she said she does Pilates regularly, green flag, go for it. No hesitation.
What do you think, Tom?
I mean, I've never heard anything like this before, I mean, I'm not saying that it's a bad one.
I just threw up in my throat.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I think they just go there, eat their pussies, so they are happy afterwards. Yeah. You know? They're
just lesbing.
There are some lesbo vibes there for sure.
Yeah.
And Pilates?
Yeah, open your legs in tight. Yeah.
Plus, it's like they always want to look hot for the other chicks, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I do core power yoga in a group.
Oh, that is the best.
Mm-hmm. But they're all like, all the girls come dressed hot, but there's only other bitches in there. And there's always one straggler guy.
Yeah.
But I'm like, who are you dressing hot for, bitch?
Yeah.
Other chicks. Maybe they're gays.
Gays.
I think so.
And that's why they're happy. They're finally with all their kind. Being gay and working out.
And scissoring each other.
Yeah, scissoring
each other's stinky boxes.
Yes. Yeah, they are happy. And also, he's from Tampa. We can't trust him. His dog.
Oh, Tampa's garbage. Yeah.
She goes, there's something in there. It's not a moth. Wonderful.
She adds that it's curled up back there. So now I'm waiting for the nurses to come back and flush my ear out. I am so embarrassed, first of all, because that's so gross and I'm a clean person. But I'm also like, it's an uneasy feeling. There's a bug in my ear. We're all done. It was a spider. It was alive. I threw up. I'm never sleeping again.
I think the spider threw up first.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh, she's traumatized.
Could you imagine? Is this a common occurrence? I don't like this.
Well, you do consume insects throughout your life, but I'm usually sure. When you're asleep, they crawl in your mouth, you know? They do, and they crawl up your nose, and that happens. But having one retrieved alive from your fucking ear.
Dude, put me under. Can't they just put you out?
Yeah.
I'd be like, just put me out, dude.
Full anesthesia. Just fucking.
Fucking.
Give me a catheter.
This.
I'll see you in a week.
Yeah. I don't want this.
Yeah.
A spider got in her ear.
Gross.
Probably because the ear is big.
Yeah. Big stupid ears.
Yeah.
She should have had her mom tell her that.
Exactly.
She didn't have these big dumbo fucking ears, you elephant.
As a crime scene cleaner, some of the most challenging cleanups I ever had to do were the ones involving hot tubs. Unless the body was found right away, these jobs would be absolutely brutal because they would often be left rotting in 100-degree water for several days. Oh. From this experience, though, I learned how to clean hot tubs really well. All you pretty much got to do is drain the water and pick up a hot tub cleaner, kind of like this one, to clean off any mineral deposits that build up. Also, don't forget to clean the filter because that's super important. All you got to do is twist it off, take it out, and then spray with some chemical and just hose it down. And just after that, you're just going to want to wipe down the rest of the surfaces with your cleaner and then just fill it up with water and you should be good to go. Unless somebody dies in it, because then you're just going to want to throw that thing away because that's just kind of gross.
Just throw it away, right? If someone dies in your hot tub.
That's really complicated. Only a gay man can clean that. There's things in places you don't know they exist.
Oh, there's so much cum in those hot tubs.
So much
there
cum.
Are. So,
lots of jizz.
That's what hot tubs are for, right? Just gay guys to come in?
Yeah.
That's how they sell them.
It's a gay broth.
If you go to like a hot tub store, it's like, come swim in the jizz with us. Yeah.
How many dudes can fit in here?
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Six guys in here? Yeah.
This is a 3 hot tub. This is six gay guys.
Jesus. All right. We got to wrap up.
Yeah.
Jiayun Summers, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You're absolutely fantastic. You're hilarious. You're a fucking absolute animal. I think you're gonna dominate and rule the world, and we'll all be living in the Jiayun dynasty. Check out the Tiger MILF podcast, and of course you can see her at New York Comedy Club on January 21st. Thank you for coming. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you so much, Christina. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
In girl world, you can't call it a dick suck unless there's jizz in your
mouth.
Sometimes I want to cover your eyes, and it doesn't have to always go in your mouth. Kind of sophisticated, you know. It doesn't have to always go in your mouth. I've never come so much.
Oh fuck me! I feel so good. Bayonetta's ass. Oh my fucking god. It's so fucking yummy. I wouldn't mind tasting it.
Sometimes when your dick gets hard, you make noise.
My cum is 100% kosher.
My cum is kosher.
I'm thinking that I would fuck this person.
I don't want vagina. I want a penis.
Yeah, but you're racist.
What?
So how was your pee? We're back and you peed.
I peed, I pushed hard. My pee smelled a lot like coffee, so I'm gonna have to hydrate.
What?
You're supposed to push as hard as you can.
Been massage your little hole and okay, you come. Let me see how much you come. Let me see all that come.
Let me see all that. Let me see all that.
No,
give it to me, Mark. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I can feel it. Mm. Oh, that's going to be good. Oh, that's going to be good.
You like this? This is what gets you right now?
This is fucking awesome!
Look at his fucking tits.
This guy's fucking amazing!
Hey man, I'm ready to jerk off. You want to jump in the chat real quick?
Okay, you come, you come. Let me see how much you come. Let me see all that come. I need it right now.
I identify as a threat, a nightmare, and a goddess, so please bow down to me.
This is 2020. Who are you talking to right now? Why are you talking to the phone like that?